I want to ask you about the B42 trial that you are the PI for, looking at duration of aromatase inhibitor therapy beyond 5 years. But part of the issue there, and in general, I think I hear a lot of questions about, is what is the time course of recurrence in ER-positive patients? Is there a way to look at an individual patient and get some kind of ballpark understanding of what the residual risk of relapse might be with tamoxifen, never having had tamoxifen, 5 years out, 10 years out? Any sort of rule of thumb?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that's one thing that we have recognized in the past few years is that ER-positive patients behave a lot differently than ER-negative patients. ER-negative patients get an increase in hazard rates up front in the first 3 years, and after year four, their hazard rate is very similar to that of ER-positive patients. And after year four, ER-positive patients actually fail more frequently than ER-negative patients. So to give an example, after 6 or 7 years, it's very hard to find a lot of recurrences in ER-negative patients. So it behaves almost like a colon cancer. On the other hand, ER-positive breast cancer behaves more like a low-grade lymphoma. You get recurrences 5, 10, 15 years later with no particular rhyme or reason. Now, well, we looked at the B14 trial, which was a trial of tamoxifen, and we did actually a duration question in that trial. The annual risk of failure after 5 years for non-negative patients was about 2% per year, and for non-positive patients was about 4 to 5% per year. And these results were actually essentially replicated in the NCIC MA17 trial. They almost had exactly the same rates. So you can look at it that way, that if you're non-negative, you get about a 2% per year after 5 years of tamoxifen. And if you're not positive, you get about twice that, depending on the number of nodes.
Now, that includes contralateral breast cancer?
It includes all events. It was a disease-free survival endpoint.
And we've had those numbers kind of floating around now for a few years. But how long does that continue, this 2% and 4% a year? Does it continue to 10 or 15 years?
Yes, it does. It appears to be pretty stable over the next 10 years, at least after the five-year mark.
So if you have a patient now, for example, who's been off tamoxifen for 5 years, will you consider starting an AI?
Well, that's a very good question, because obviously until we heard some data from the NCIC MA17 trial, all of us question whether the AI will be effective in that setting. But the results of the MA17 trial were actually pretty impressive, if I might say, despite the fact, of course, that it wasn't a randomized comparison. In other words, after they finished the study and unblinded, patients on placebo for 5 years were allowed to get letrozole, and some did, some did not. But it appears that the reductions that we saw at that point were significant, and it was in the range of 60 or 70%, even more so than the original reductions that we've seen in the trial. Now, you can say that this is maybe due to an imbalance, although in general, the imbalance was the other way. It turned out that the patients that chose to receive letrozole in a delayed fashion were higher risk than those that did not. Now, one possible explanation why you get a bigger reduction later on, it's almost the same observation that we see from all the AI trials, that the odds ratios of reduction are smaller in the upfront trials, a little bit bigger in the sequential trials, and even maybe a little bit bigger in the extended therapy trials. And that is because you continuously select patients that are more hormone sensitive as time goes by. Most of the resistant ones tend to fail early on. So the same thing may have happened in the MA17. Patients that made it to an extra 5 years of placebo, so-called, and now they were able to go to letrozole at that point, maybe they had disease that were more hormone sensitive. Maybe the late recurrences, or perhaps one of the components is second primary cancer at that point, which is also a constant risk. So it's possible that delayed hormonal therapy, even with a gap, will affect more second primary cancers, will affect more indolent type of recurrences, where it will have a bigger effect.